tender, ten ye thoughtful folk to matters most atomic. A tale of Greeks who carved with words in fashion quite platonic. From Temnon sprang the slicing art, from Tormos came division. Add Alpha privative in front and presto, no incision. At Tormos, uncuttable philosophic brick. A unit indivisible, precise and rather thick. Democritus declared it so with speculative glee. Though lacking glassware balances or gasometry. Uncuttable, unshatterable, secure from any schism. Until the modern chemist brought analytical realism. Enter Dalton, mild of mien, yet Tintagel of creed, who weighed his airs and oxides with arithmetical speed. He found in compounds plain and neat proportion most exact. In twos and threes and fours and fives, no fraction nor abstract. Compound atoms, ratio stout, water 2-to-1 throughout. If flour and sugar mix by weight, why not by particles innate? For mass conserved and ratios firm, suggest a corpuscular term. But gases dance rebelliously in volumes quite divine. Avogadro dared propose their counts were uniform by line. Equal volumes, pressure matched at temperature the same. Contained like numbers, molecule for molecule in frame. Hydrogen in pairs, cavorts, oxygen in twos resorts. Thus water, stoichiometric grace, found symmetry in gaseous space. Then Boltzmann strode statistical, mustachioed and grand. Declaring entropy a count no man could countermand. The higher states are sparsely filled, the lower thickly thronged. Probability dictates the dance where once mere pudding long. X of minus E on KT, a thermal democracy. No more a way to order length, just likelihood and gradient. So from the Greek's uncut idea through Dalton's measured clarity to molecular reality confirmed by microscopy. Though fashion shift and labels bloom from carbon chains to farmer's broom, the atoms on the molecule spin and entropy will always win.